Yes, we're ready.
Okay. Good afternoon and welcome to the Jefferson Healthcare, Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners Special Session Meeting on Wednesday, September 29th, 2021. This is in following Governor Inslee's proclamation of 2028, which relates to COVID. And because this is a special session, there will not be any changes in the agenda, so no need to approve it. There is only one item on the agenda, and that is Resolution 2021-05. The purpose of this special session is to discuss Resolution 2021-05, Resolution of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners in support of public health and healthcare workers in the matter of the spread of health misinformation. Action may be taken. We intend to conclude no later than 3 p.m. So this is being audio recorded and time shown in the agenda estimates only. So we will go ahead with this. Did everyone receive and look over the resolution?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
Nope.
Okay.
I saw a resolution attached to the email from Alyssa, which announced the agenda and the packet. But I couldn't tell from that resolution what the changes were with regards to the resolution that had been discussed last week.
Okay. And this is a resolution that should stand on its own. It's not in part of the County Board of Health. It's our own resolution. You suggested, I'm a little bit confused on the titles now because the title that I had was Resolution of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners in support of public health and healthcare workers in the matter of the spread of health misinformation. But that of course was not the title of the original resolution. And there is another title that Alyssa, will you, it's difficult with no paperwork in front of me and nothing, no way to look at anything other than the screen to see what's going on here. But Alyssa, will you clarify things here?
Yes. So Case, correct me if I'm wrong, but in our last meeting, you had mentioned that the title that was put into the board packet was not the actual title that the Board of Health approved. It had changed and you just hadn't gotten to that, or you forgot to put it on or something like that. So the title that it should have been was Joint Resolution of the Jefferson County Board of Health in the Board of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 in support of all public health and hospital district employees and declaring health misinformation a public health crisis. Is that correct, Case?
That is correct. And if we are going to use essentially the same title, but make this a public hospital district only resolution, then the only thing that has to be changed from what Alyssa sent a day or so ago is that instead of at the end where it says in the matter of, it should say and declaring health misinformation a public health crisis. So it's just the last six or seven words that just need to be changed back to declaring health misinformation a public health crisis.
Okay. All right. Alyssa, is there a way that we could see this? We could track this, what we're talking about here? Online, do we have that capacity? There we go.
So I'm showing you my minutes here. What I have Sorry, trying to pull it up. So this was what I had put down here just for a, this was what Case had sent. Can you see this? Let me get bigger. This is what it was that you sent out.
Okay.
So they are a little different.
Okay. I don't see any problem with that. Does what does the group say about replacing the original one with the one that Case has submitted?
Well, it's not a joint resolution.
No, but I think the question is the group okay with changing the last words and eliminating in the matters of the spread of health misinformation, and in place of that putting and declaring health misinformation a public health crisis? So that is the recommendation that I would like to make to what Alyssa and Jill send out.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to write it here. So in support, because this says healthcare workers and this one says hospital district employee. So we want to make it healthcare workers.
The original one said
hospital employees, but I think we did want to change it to healthcare workers because it's in support of all public health care workers, not just the employees.
So if I could just read it the way it was sent out by Alyssa recently and substitute the correct ending, it would be resolution of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District number 2 Board of Commissioners in support of public health and healthcare workers and declaring health misinformation a public health crisis.
Yeah, that would.
There
that
you works. Go. That's the title. Okay.
Mari, you have a question, comment? Thank you, Alyssa.
Yes, because in the one that was sent out, the first paragraph under the HTTPS, www.hhs.gov sites, we, the commissioners of Jefferson County Public Health District Number 2, adopt this resolution in support of all public health and healthcare workers and declare health misinformation a public health crisis, period. And so it's there in the first paragraph as we, the commissioners, and in so doing, we adopt the following findings, facts, and statements in good faith. So I don't believe we have to change anything in the title.
It would be nice if the title said what we also say in the first paragraph, because that way people, I think it's much more impactful if we get to the point in the title as well as in that first paragraph.
I beg to differ, because I think you don't need to keep reiterating the same thing. I mean, first of all, it's spread of health information in the title, health misinformation, and then we reiterate it in declare health misinformation a public health crisis. So I'm quite happy without messing with anything. That it says what we mean to say, because misinformation can be and is a public health crisis. But I don't think it needs to be in the title when we can't really change anything in this in a special meeting. I mean, I even suggested changing to 06, and we can't do that either. And so I think this solves the problem with the fact that the information is written quite clearly in the first paragraph.
We actually we can work on this if we want to pass this today. We can still do so if we agree on any changes. Then, you know, just like any other thing, it would be, we can go ahead and approve it without coming back and meeting again.
That would certainly be my preference, because, yes, well, I won't say anything more. That's definitely my preference.
Okay. So then let's have a vote on, or will someone make a motion to modify or change that title?
I would be happy to.
All right.
I move that we adopt the following title for this resolution. Resolution 2021-05, resolution of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners in support of public health and healthcare workers and declaring health misinformation a public health crisis.
All right, is there a second to that? Okay, if there's no second, okay, is there further discussion? Yes, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm okay either way. I'm not into wordsmithing, and either the way it's written, because it's included in the first paragraph down below about it declaring it a health crisis, I'm okay either way. So.
All right.
But I think.
Go ahead. Hold on.
Okay. Can you repeat that? Because I don't believe it says in the matter of the spread of health misinformation, which is what the subject is about. Could it be repeated, please?
Yes, that the resolution title would be Resolution of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners in support of public health and healthcare workers and declaring health misinformation a public health crisis.
All right. They both, it says, yeah. I mean, we've got it in both places. I mean,
That's okay because I didn't record it properly. Thank you.
Okay. So, Mari, do you have anything else you want to say about this?
No, I'm with Bruce. Either way, it works.
Okay. Then all in favor of changing to the title of the resolution to the one that was voted, it was motioned and seconded, say aye.
Can Melissa show it again?
Can you repeat it one more time?
No, can she show it written?
Show it one more time, please.
If I'm on an iPhone, I can't see what Alyssa is showing.
Case, I'm just showing my minutes of what you said.
Commissioner Kolff made a motion to change the title to Resolution 2021-05, Resolution of the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners in support of public health and healthcare workers and declaring health misinformation a public health crisis.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
So, it was worth my mother paying for elocution lessons, Case.
All right. All those in favor of using that as the title of this resolution, say aye.
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 Matt?
Aye.
Okay, Mari?
I'll go last.
Okay. Well, that you are, the chair has to go last.
Okay, I'll go second last. Bruce?
Well, like I said, I'm okay either way, so I don't know how to vote or whether I need to abstain because I'm okay with the way it was originally. I'm okay with the change, so.
Okay, aye.
Okay, I'll say aye, so it passes.
Okay, I'll say aye to make it unanimous.
Okay, great. All right, so we've got that. Hey, we got the first paragraph. We're batting 1,000 here. Okay, so let's move down. The preamble and the link are the same as was in the original resolution. And then down in We the Commissioners, Are we the, where it did say we the members, now it's the title that reflects our hospital district. So it says we the commissioners of Jefferson County Public Hospital number 2, and then that's the same, adopt this resolution in support of all public health. And then we said instead of hospital district employees, we substituted healthcare workers. And instead of declaring, we put declared, and the rest is the same. Yeah. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Kind of nod. Yep. Is there any, I'm going to say, is there any opposition to that? And then we can go through. If not, then the first three numbers are the same. Number 4, we substituted public health employees with public health workers to reflect the workers title, use of workers within the text. The rest is the same. Any opposition?
No.
All right. Okay. Number 5 is the same, except we have deleted many of which should be considered privileges and not personal rights. Is there a an opposition to that?
No.
Okay. Then number 6 is the same. And number 7, we deleted there are and start the paragraph with some people in our community, deleted who, and use disagree with the actions taken by Dr. Berry, and substituted believe that it is appropriate to use, replace that with have used, intimidation and threats of violence too, and we deleted get their way in, and we substituted that oppose for opposing reasonable and proven public health measures. So it reads, some people in our community disagree with actions taken by Dr. Berry and have used intimidation and threats of violence to oppose reasonable and proven public health measures. Is there opposition to that?
No.
Okay. Number 8. We worked a bit. That one, we deleted there are and kept some people. We deleted in our community who are, and we substituted discouraging with discourage vaccinations. And then we reworked the rest of that paragraph by citing pandemic misinformation, which is not supported by valid scientific data provided by reliable professional experts, and which may lead to more cases and deaths in our community. So it reads in the entirety, some people discourage vaccinations by citing pandemic misinformation, which is not supported by valid scientific data provided by reliable professional experts, and which may lead to more cases and deaths in our community. Is there any opposition to that?
No. Nope.
Yes, I have a question as to why we wouldn't say which leads to more cases and deaths in our community.
Well,
I think it's pretty clear that misinformation is playing an enormous role in preventing people from getting vaccinated and preventing people from using masks. And if you look at the different states around the country, it's where there's more of that going on, where the death rates and the case rates are astronomical. So I think it's pretty convincing, pretty clear evidence that misinformation is a problem, as identified by the experts, including our own Surgeon General of the United States.
Okay. Is there, if we deleted which may, if we deleted may?
I don't think you can prove that until after the fact, to be honest with you.
After what fact?
After the fact people have died because people are not vaccinated.
So you don't think that it's been proven that people have died who are not vaccinated?
No, not at all. But I feel that in our particular community, I think there's been a great uptake, and there are still some people who have not been vaccinated and choose not to be vaccinated for whatever reason. And I don't think you can. I think may is much more appropriate than will, because you can't prove the will until after the fact.
Okay, other comments? Does anyone else have any comment about that? Matt?
Or you could write could lead, but I think until after the fact you can't prove it.
Matt, did
you? And I guess part of it is whether it's misinformation leads to it or unvaccination leads to it.
Well,
I'm not sure you can prove that misinformation is what's leading to it, but unvaccination, that would probably be easier to prove.
That's true. So is there a motion to change that? Change that paragraph to someone
sure.
Make this. All right.
I move that the last part of that paragraph reads and leads to more cases and deaths in our community.
Okay. And is there a second to that? Okay, no second, then it will dies for lack of second and will remain the way it reads. Okay, thank you.
I guess it will die unvaccinated.
Pardon me?
The motion died unvaccinated.
Very good, Case.
Call the shot, police.
All right. Okay, so number 9, let's see, we deleted there are, and so it reads some people, and we deleted in our community who, and we said some people are vaccine hesitant for a variety of reasons, and we substituted most with some of which, and we substituted are fed by are based on misinformation. We deleted campaigns, and we kept and we deleted most of, we kept which, and we substituted may for can, be addressed with appropriate, compassionate, etc. So the way it reads now is there that start some people are vaccine hesitant for a variety of reasons, some of which are based on misinformation and which may be addressed with appropriate, compassionate advice or overcome with a variety of vaccination incentives and requirements, including employment vaccination requirements and privilege restrictions. Is there any question or a comment about that paragraph?
No.
Okay, number 10 is the same.
Oh, I just want to say, believe it or not, I like the changes.
Great. Thank you.
Well done, Case.
Yeah. Okay, and then it's now, therefore, be it resolved, and then it's substituted.
Oh, wait, isn't there a number 10? Or?
Oh, number 10, yeah. 10, I'm sorry, I said 10 is the same.
Okay.
No changes in that from the original. Then, so therefore, now be it resolved. Jefferson, The Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners, colon. And we just, this one we, number A, we pluralized urge. So it says urges all residents of our county to get vaccinated with, and we deleted appropriate there and used age approved vaccines. And we added if medically appropriate to the end. So it reads, urges all residents of our county to get vaccinated with age approved vaccines if medically appropriate, semicolon. Is there any discussion on that? Okay. B, we said urges, we pluralized urge, and everything else is the same on that. And number C, we again pluralized urge and put it in present tense. So it urges all those who disagree with public health mandates to use civil dialogue and to avoid intimidation and threats of violence. So that's the same. And we deleted D, which was urge us all to hold each other accountable for our behavior. And we substituted E for D. And again, we pluralized urge. So it urges everyone in our community to appreciate, support, and thank our dedicated public health and healthcare employees, since the health of our community depends on them. That's the same as was in the original. Is there any discussion on any of this?
No. Well, first of all, I appreciate all of the work that went into this. The one thing that the public health board, the Board of Health, regretted after the fact, and we only thought of it afterwards, is that we didn't put in the therefore, stating again, therefore, what the intent was, which is to declare misinformation a public health crisis. And so we could actually one better the Board of Health resolution by adding, changing the now therefore to read now therefore. Be it resolved that the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners declare health misinformation a public health crisis and then colon ABCD.
Okay, so we have that. Okay, so
what it does is it puts
declared
the
that in the first paragraph, but you, but yeah, I have no problem with reiterating that. Make it more of a point. What does anyone else have any comment on that? You want to make that in a motion, Case?
So move.
All right.
I guess we need a second. See if there's a brave soul out there who's willing to
second. I'll second it.
All right. Is there further discussion? Okay, all in favor of adding that phrase to the resolved portion of the document? Say aye.
Could you read it just so we're clear exactly what it's going to say?
Okay, so let's go ahead. Can you, Alyssa, can you do that right in that text? So therefore be it resolved.
I can't in this one because it's PDF.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You want me to read it slowly?
Yes.
I can. Okay.
Okay. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Public Hospital District Number 2 Board of Commissioners declares health misinformation a public health crisis and colon
Okay. Is that satisfactory with everybody? And is that what you seconded, Bruce?
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for jumping in there, Bruce.
Okay. So all those in favor of adopting that motion, say aye.
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 Matt?
Aye.
Okay. Mari? All right. And I say aye, so that's unanimous. So let's go back to the whole resolution. May I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2021-05 as it has been amended?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Is there further discussion?
Thank you, okay, everyone, for taking this up.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Matt?
Aye.
Aye.
And chair votes aye. So that is unanimous. And Case, I really applaud you for doing all of this. I think this is an amazing document and, really drives home a lot of the issues that we've been facing and puts a different face on it. I think you've done a tremendous job with it. So thanks.
Well, thank you. And I think this will go further to support our staff and all public health and healthcare workers. So I intend on sending a letter to the editor this Friday, quoting from the Surgeon General's report and basically saying how delighted I am to live in a community where both the Board of Health and the Board of Public Hospital District Number 2 can take appropriate action to respond to the problem.
Great. Bruce.
And I will make sure that it's my letter and not a letter from the board, as I usually try to do.
Yeah. You're good with that. Bruce.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to add that I appreciate Jill, you and Mari working on this, and also Case today coming up with some other little tweaks that we all could vote in favor of and support, because it's important, and I think it's important for us all to be together on this. So thank you.
Agree. Anybody else have anything to say?
I too appreciate everyone's hard work.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, thank you. Mari,
could I ask Alyssa?
You sure can.
I'm sorry. Was Mari finished?
Do what?
Was Mari still saying something? I'm trying to keep track here on my phone.
She was done, I think.
Okay. So I guess I have a question, Alyssa, as to where does this now go? And is there some place that you could provide a link that I could reference or a specific statement of where it can be found so that if people want to go to the full resolution, they can easily access it via our website.
Won't it go in the minutes?
Yeah, so that's normally what happens is the finished product normally goes into the board packet and then you guys vote on it. But since this one was worked on today, I guess I would defer to you, Jill, to tell me and Mari, how should I just put it into this? Since you approved it, I can just put it with the minutes then.
That'd be meeting. Fine. You could put, you could combine them, I think, and just make it known that this was a special meeting, but because it related to the minutes, I think it makes sense to add it as kind of an addendum
to the original.
But it would have its own, this particular meeting has its own set of minutes.
Correct.
Right.
And so what I think I hear Alyssa saying is that you would basically copy this the way it was approved as in the body of those minutes, and those minutes could be accessible to the public?
Yes.
Yeah, or I could just attach the finished resolution product to the minutes also.
Yeah. And what, and then could you tell, give me the link of where somebody could find that resolution?
Yes, the only thing, the only logistical thing that we do is we don't normally post the minutes until they've been approved. So we wouldn't post these minutes until nearly the end of October, which I don't know if that's what you guys are wanting to do.
I would love for us to be able to post it sooner since it has been approved. And it is a timely topic.
I think it would, I think it's appropriate because it has been approved. And we can approve the rest of the minutes. You know, when we approve the minutes in our next meeting, we will be approving this too, but we're approving this now.
So I can just, you want me to just put the resolution then up where the minutes are going to go in the meantime until the minutes have been approved?
Yes.
Okay. And then I will send the link out to, I'll just send it to all commissioners so you guys all have it.
Okay, great. Does that sound good to everybody? I see everybody not nodding. Okay,
yeah,
great.
That's good.
I'm nodding too.
You're nodding. Okay. So, all right. Well, then we can go ahead and, yes, Mari.
Oh, au revoir.
Oh. Okay.
Make a motion to conclude.
Second. Is there a second? Okay. Don't everybody second at once. Okay. All right, it's moved and approved, seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Hey, great work, everybody. Thank you. It's great when we work together like this. It's fabulous. Thanks.
Agreed.